So we've been thinking, haven't we, about God's love and care for each of us and his goodness. And then suddenly we have this reading and it's all about worrying and about anxiety about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. Those things are the necessities of life. But what does our worry say about how we see God and how we see life and what is important? Jesus is talking to his disciples here and he points to the birds that are flying in the air and they are enjoying being alive and they're not worrying. And then he points to the flowers on the ground which are glorious and colourful. And he asks his disciples, are your lives not much more precious than these flowers or these birds? And he longs for his disciples to have the freedom that comes from knowing that God loves us and cares for us and knows what we need. Now, I have got a friend called George, and I want you to come meet him. So he's just having a little sleep in here. So I'm just going to wake George up, okay? In fact, do you want to say, George, wake up? George,
wake up.
A bit louder.
George, wake up.
One more time.
George, wake up.
Hello. Yes, we're at New Hope. This is George. Look, say hi. Hi, George. Now, George is a parrot, as you can see, and George loves telling jokes. You don't like telling jokes. Oh, George. He says he's not going to tell any jokes today. George, why not? He says he's so busy worrying that he hasn't got time for jokes. George, what are you worrying about that you haven't got time to tell these lovely people jokes? He's got quite a lot of worries. He says he's worrying about what he's going to eat tomorrow. George! Yes, well, I've been to the supermarket. We've got lots of food. You don't need to worry about what we're going to eat tomorrow. He says, I'm not a very good cook. No, George, I'm not a very good cook, but we've still got food. He says he's got his own supplies. Let's have a look. Oh, George, that's where the crispy minis went. I don't think parrots eat crispy minis. He says they'll keep him going. George says he's also worrying about what he's going to wear. You've got some expensive clothes, have you, George? Shall we see what George likes to wear? Oh, George! Oh, these are very posh clothes. You want me to put them on, do you? George, these must have cost quite a lot of money. George, you've got a cravat. He's quite an upmarket parrot, I hope. He says he can't see. George, you can't see, George. You're a parrot. You don't need clothes. George has got all these lovely feathers. They're beautiful feathers. And they're beautiful colours, aren't they? Yes, they are beautiful. George has been worrying about so many things. I know that you need food, George. And I know that you need to keep warm. And I'm going to make provision for that because I care for you. But the thing is, those things, worrying, trying to get the money to buy expensive hats, they're not going to make you happy. What makes you happy is telling jokes and making people laugh. Yes, you know. He says he's got hundreds of jokes. Well, I don't think we've yet. Well, we haven't really got time for hundreds. Perhaps one joke, okay. Maybe two. All right, okay. Right, here goes. Ready? What's your joke? You know, got it in your head? What is orange, says George, and sounds like a parrot? George, I don't know. What is orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot! Yay! George, have you got another joke? Perhaps another good joke, yes. Okay, ready? He says, why do hummingbirds hum? George, I don't know why.
They forgot the words.
Yes, they forgot the words. Well done. Right, I think you one more joke. All right, George. Well, okay, one more joke. Ready? What do you give to a sick bird? I don't know. Maybe you do know.
Paracetamol.
Is that what you thought? No. Treatments. Yay! I think George ought to have a sleep now. He's been very busy. Oh. We have a God who loves and cares for us, and we need to trust him with our lives. Jesus is telling us in that passage in Matthew that we aren't to focus our whole lives on getting stuff and getting money for stuff. God knows what we need, but what he really wants us to do is to seek him and to know him and to trust him. You know, in the Message version of verse 32, it reads this, and I'm going to read it to you. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things. But you both know God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, and God provision. And there are many people in this room who will testify to how God does meet in his perfect way and in his perfect timing our very needs. We're going to pray together and then we're going to have our prayers. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you do know our every need. We thank you that